This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. This is Riyad Razazi welcoming you to the Stories of the Prophets, and we are with episode 61. Episode 61, and we are with the birth of Mary عليه السلام. So 61 lectures so far, mashallah, and we're pretty much almost done, because we are paving the road to Isa alayhi salam. So once we're done with Isa, yani we will be talking about Mary alayhi salam, and then after Mary we'll be talking about Isa alayhi salam, and that will conclude our series, the stories of the prophets. But it's been a very amazing journey with all of you being here. And all these episodes are actually recorded online. They're all recorded on Facebook and on YouTube. There are some who are actually also recorded on Instagram. So last week we talked about the family of Imran. The family of Imran, there was this amazing family, Al-Imran. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has one chapter in the Quran after this family. One surah in the Quran after this family, which alludes to how significant, role they've played, and how very important they are. If Allah Azza wa Jalla was to put a surah, a chapter in the Quran, under the name of this family, that must be a very, very special family. So indeed it was special. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Imran. Al-Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى آدَمَ وَنُوحًا وَآلَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَآلَ عِمْرَانَ وَآلَ عِمْرَانَ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ, Allah has chosen, Allah has favored. You see, Allah creates and He favors. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created and has favored. So here Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Allah has favored Adam alayhi salam, Nuh, wa ala Ibrahim, and the family of Ibrahim, and our prophet is from the progeny of Ibrahim alayhi salam, wa ala Imran, and the family of Imran, ala al-alamin, upon mankind, all al-alamin. One surah after after this family, after the name of this family. This family lived with Allah Azza wa Jal. This family lived with the intention to cause what we call in Arabic taghir or islah, a reformation. They lived to start a reform, because this and the era at that time, the situation was that the Romans were causing a lot of mischief and corruption. Banu Israel again were deviated. So this family, was this man by the name of Imran and his wife. We don't know really her name from the Quran nor the Ahadith. In the Israeliyat, they say her name is Hannah, but in the Quran or the Hadith, we don't know her actual name. But Allah Azza wa Jalla referred to her as Al-Imran, the family of Imran. They got married, right? And then they gave a baby. They got married, and Allah Azza wa Jalla, blessed them with a baby, with a daughter. And then they have not had any, they had a daughter, and then they hadn't had any children after that, right? This daughter, so follow this, sisters and brothers, okay? Follow this, because you will see how they're related to Isa alayhi salam. Imran, Zakaria, Yahya, how they're all related. So this family, Imran and his wife, right? They got married. And then they gave birth to a girl. They gave birth to a girl. This girl married Zakaria. Zakaria is Nabi. Right? Zakaria is Nabi. They have not given birth until years later, and we talked about the story of Zakaria and his wife. Zakaria, an old man, when he said in the Quran that his bones were getting weak and his hair was, you know, showing was getting gray. And then he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for an offspring for the child. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with Yahya. So we have Imran and his wife. They got married and then they gave birth to a girl. That girl, you know, when she grew up, she married Zakariya alayhi salam. Zakariya is a prophet. We talked about Zakariya. And then they gave birth to Yahya. And then they haven't given birth again until, you know, until Allah Azza wa Jalla blessed them with Yahya. And then the Jadda, who's the Jadda now? The grandmother, you know, the grandmother, which is that wife again of Imran, you know, who gave birth to the first girl, right? Who married Zakariya. This grandmother, Al-Jadda, she gave birth again. She gave birth, you know, she got pregnant and then she gave birth to a girl by the name of Mary. Mary. So Maryam, in Arabic Maryam. So Mary, Maryam, and the wife of Zakariya, they are sisters. You see that? Those of you who just joined, I don't know if you guys are following or not, right? We have Imran, one more time. This is the last time I'm going to repeat this. It's going to be recorded. You can go back and watch it. So the last time, Imran and his wife, the family of Imran. Allah Azza wa Jalla has a chapter in the Quran by the name of Al-Imran. Right? So you have this man, Imran, married this lady, you know, and then they gave birth to a girl. We don't know her name. And this lady, she married Zakariya. This lady, she married Zakariya. They haven't given, you know, birth they were not able to give birth to any children. And then, you know, Zakariya, when he made that dua to Allah Azza wa Jalla to bless him with a baby, with a boy. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them with Yahya. Then the grandmother, again, the mother of Zakariya's wife, the wife of Imran, right? The wife of Imran. She again became pregnant. She wanted to have a baby. She became pregnant. And then she gave birth to another girl. And this girl's name is Mary. So now, if this girl's name is Mary, who's going to give birth to Jesus, what is the relationship between Jesus, between Isa and Yahya? What is the relationship, brothers and sisters, those of you on Instagram and those of you on Facebook? What is the relationship between Jesus, between Isa and Yahya? Who can tell me? Who can tell me quickly, brothers and sisters? I repeated it 3 times, so you should have followed, right? They are cousins, Mu'anisa. Of course, they are cousins because Yahya's mom. And Jesus' mom, Mary, they are sisters. They are sisters, right? So Jesus, Isa, and Yahya, they are cousins, right? Jesus and Yahya, they are cousins. So anyways, the historical world of the time, as I was saying, you have the Romans. They were, you know, they're spreading a lot of mischief and folda. There were a lot of, you know, corruption. Al-Imran, where they used to live? They used to live in Palestine. They used to live in Palestine, Al-Bayt al-Maqdis, which was conquered by the Romans at the time. And Bani Israel, they used to live there. And again, Bani Israel, again, they went astray. After the death of Zakariya and Yahya, you know, they went astray. So this woman, she wanted to have a baby. You know, what woman? Al-Imran, the family of Imran. And then she made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because she wanted to cause a change. She wanted to cause a reformation in Palestine, in Bayt al-Maqdis. The Romans are causing mischief and wrong and evil. So she wanted to have somebody who can, you know, spread good and make change, right? So she said, okay, well, this is a long-term project. It's a long-term project. I'm going to have a baby, and inshallah ta'ala, from that baby that, you know, will grow up to be a son, inshallah, will cause that change, right? So she made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She made an oath. إذ قالت امرأة عمران رب إني نذرت لك ما في بطني محررا فتقبل مني إنك أنت السميع العليم. Brothers, sisters, especially sisters, I need you to listen up really, really well, right? This woman, she made dua. What kind of dua? She made an oath, a pledge. Oh my Lord, indeed I have pledged that which is in my womb. That which is in my womb consecrated for you, to serve you. Right? So look at this pledge that she has made. If I were to become pregnant to Allah, I'm going to dedicate my son to serve you. You know, sisters, what an amazing pledge she made, this woman, the family of Imran, the wife of Imran. You could do that, inshallah ta'ala. You could say, may Allah bless you with many children, but you can say, this child that I have, this child, I'm going to dedicate this child to be alim. Maybe the others can become whatever they want to become. Doctors and lawyers and whatever you want to become, you know, writers and educators and, you know, but I want, inshallah ta'ala, to focus on this. Maybe you want them all to be qaris and hafiz, mashallah. But one, I'm going to dedicate to be khadim. Khadim, يعني khadim للدين, for the deen. To be a servant, just like this woman, she said, Ya Rabbi, you know, I want to dedicate that which is in my womb to serve you. To serve Bayt al-Maqdis, to serve Quds, to work in Quds. To serve, to work as your employee, Allah's employee, Allahu Akbar. Allah's employee, Allah's servant. Look, what an amazing pledge. Huh? We all think, you know, sisters and brothers, and now we think, my son, inshallah ta'ala, he'll be, yeah, great, this is amazing. A pilot, I want him to be a doctor, I want him to be a surgeon, I want him to be a lawyer, I want him to be, mashallah, an IT professional, I want him to be this, I want him to be that, right? This is all great. But why don't you, you know, ya Rabbi, I want to be like the wife of Imran. I want to be like the wife of Imran. I'm going to dedicate this baby, if I were to become pregnant, to serve Islam, to be alim. To be alim. To be like Sudai, what's today? To be like a sheikh, a big sheikh, to lead salah in al-haram. Yes. Right? So this woman, she did that. This is maybe why she is so special, why Allah Azza wa Jal has made a surah after this woman, after this family. Allah made a surah after this family. Look at the thinking of this woman. Look at the sacrifice of this woman, the dedication. She dedicated that which is in her womb to serve the people, the musallin, to serve the worshippers in Bayt al-Maqdis. What an amazing pledge, what an amazing dedication, what an amazing, you know, that pledge that she has made. A woman who moved, she took action. So action cannot just be taken by men, by male. Action can also be taken by female, by, you know, like we mentioned last week, by women. Women are the entire, you know, sisters, tell me if I'm wrong or right. If the wife at home, if the mother at home, if the lady at home, when she really moves, the whole house can move. And you're not like, move like how heavy. I don't mean that. Like move when she's heavy moving. I didn't mean that. Yeah, and the whole house can go on a disarray, subhanAllah. But if that woman, mashallah, she can move the whole house, she can shake the whole house. The whole house, the father will start praying, the children will start praying, they will be, when the woman moves, subhanAllah, the woman, she is the entire mujtama'. The woman, she is the entire society. When they say, women are half of the society, where there's a saying, right, there's an expression, it says, women are half of the society. No, women are the entire society. The woman, the wife, the mother, the sister, the daughter, the grandmother, the auntie. She is everything. She's in the entire society. She is the backbone, of course. Right? So when she moves for the deen, the whole house will move for the deen. That's what I meant to say. When a woman moves from the deen, when a woman make tahriq for the deen, you know, if the woman, she's the one who will grab her children, let's go and listen to the, you know, let's go to the, let's go and participate in, you know, in this benevolent work. Let's go to the masjid and there's a lecture there. There's a seminar here. There's a conference there. MashaAllah, she can. Maybe the husband can be busy here and there, but the woman, if she has that, mashaAllah, that mindset, her children will become, mashallah, la quwwata illa billah, and the whole family will become dedicated and devout. So you know, this is no brainer. So this woman, she moved, she made an act, she took action. This Al Imran, the wife of Imran, she made nadaft. You know, so sister, inshallah, those of you who are, you know, getting to get married or thinking to get married, maybe inshallah ta'ala find a guy, both of you, who can work towards a project, islah, a reformation, some sort of a project. You know, together we go into, inshallah ta'ala, after we get married, we want to have a child, and this child we want to dedicate to serve the deen, to become alim, inshallah ta'ala, to become mufti. Right? Maybe the other children can whatever, but we want to have one child. Maybe inshallah you can have, you know, a husband with that same mindset. You can find that husband with that same mindset, why not? And together you can work together, inshallah ta'ala, you know, to this is what a, look at the intention. What a beautiful intention. Before you get married, or even after you get married, you can make that intention, inshallah. And then when she gave birth, the wife of Imran, فَلَمَّا وَضَعَتْهَا قَالَتْ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَضَعْتُهَا أُنثَى وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا وَضَعَتْ وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنثَى وَإِنِّي سَمَّيْتُهَا مَرْيَمَ. Oh my Lord, in Surah Al-Imran, when she gave birth, she says, oh my Lord, I gave birth to female, and Allah knows what she gave birth to. And she's thinking, and then female are not like male, وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنثَى, male are not like female. And I gave her the name of Mary. I gave her the name of Mary. When a woman gives birth, she's happy. When any woman gives birth, she's happy. Any woman, when she gives birth, she's very happy. But this woman, she was disappointed when she gave birth. This woman, she was sad when she gave birth. She's wondering, oh my Lord, I gave birth to a female. She wanted male. She wanted a son. But she gave birth to a male. To a female. Ya Rabbi, she's miskina. Maybe she was crying. Maybe she was really disappointed. Rabbi, oh my Lord, I gave birth to a female. Thinking that this islah, this reformation can only happen, you know, with male. And we proved that, we talked about that last week. La, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to prove her wrong, that also, you know, change can happen with women. With women, and alhamdulillah, and because this woman, she will all the Banu Israel, all the Christianity, in fact, all the Christianity will be in the book of record of the wife of Imran, the family of Imran, all the Christians, they will be in the book of record of this woman. With that intention, she gave birth to Mary, and then she says, "I seek refuge." أُعِيذُهَا بِكَ وَدُرِّيَّتَهَا مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Sisters and brothers, listen to this beauty. Listen to this beauty. As the Prophet Muhammad says, مَا مِن مَوْلُود. This is hadith sahih. Hadith very sound and authentic. مَا مِن مَوْلُود. Any new birth. Any baby that is given, you know, a new birth, newborn. Any newborn baby is pricked by shaitan at birth. At birth is pricked by shaitan and begins to weep. You know, when anybody who, any new baby, when they, as soon as the, you know, baby comes out, the baby start crying. Do you know why? Yeah, they say because he needs to breathe. Yeah, but also our Prophet says that the shaitan pricks him. Kida. Any new birth, new baby born, right? As soon as comes out, that baby comes out from the womb of the mother, the shaitan pricks him. And then the baby starts crying. It happens to all the babies until the end of time. The only baby it didn't happen to, subhanallah, Mary, huh? Isa. وإني أحيدها بك وذريتها من الشيطان الرجيم. It didn't happen to Mary and it did not happen to Isa عليهما السلام because of the dua of the mother, the wife of Imran. Allahu Akbar. What an amazing woman again. What an amazing woman. She made dua, O Allah, I seek refuge in you for her and her descendants from shaitan. I seek refuge for her and her descendants from shaitan. And the Prophet says, any newborn will get pricked by shaitan so and begins to weep, begins to cry. Except the wife, except Mary and Isa. Shaitan was not able to prick him because of the dua of the wife of Imran. So Allah Azza wa Jalla wanted to teach us a lesson. And that lesson, my brothers and sisters, is yes, not only man can do change or can make a change, women can also make a big, huge change. They say women are half of the society. I say, I'm sorry. I disagree. Women are the entire society, not just half of the society. They are the entire society. Yes, we know we have the nation builders, the prophets, the nation builders. Also, women are nation builders. Women are nation builders. They're nation builders. Build, you know, people like Abu Bakr and like Umar and like Zubair and Abdullah ibn Zubair and Aisha and Khadi and Fatima, and you need these heroes and heroes, these lions and lioness. They are the product of amazing, amazing, great women, right? So they are the entire society, definitely, you know, women. So don't think wrong, sisters. Don't think wrong. Don't think wrong of yourselves, and don't let others make you think any lower of yourself or whatnot, because you can't be. Allah Azza wa Jalla has elevated you. Allah has elevated you, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Are you with me, sisters and brothers? Are you with me? Because this family of Al-Imran, 300 years later, the Romans will embrace Christianity. Look at the lesson. The lesson that we learn here. The lesson that we learn here. Huh? Killing it. The lesson that we learn here. This woman, she came and she made that pledge, right? And she wanted to cause a change. 300 years later, these Romans who were causing mischief and evil and wrong, they embrace Christianity, and they are all in the book of record of that woman, the wife of Imran. Now it makes more sense. It makes more sense why this family has been favored by Allah. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen one chapter in the Quran to be after the name of this family, Al-Imran. Al-Imran, the family of Imran. It's all in the mizan of hasanat of this woman. So sisters, you have to play a role. Your role is not just to, you know, on your phone and keep on, you know, chatting and sending messages here and there and go to here and come back here and then cook. And then if you were to cook and then eat and la, you know, that's not your role. Just the role does not lie just within those lines, sisters. La abadan. You have a bigger role to play. You are the nation builder. You are the one who moves nations. Who moves nations, communities, negatively and positively. Yes, true. Negatively and positively. So you choose for yourselves. You choose for yourselves. Allah has chosen and favored the family of Imran. Sister, what is it that you're doing worth for Allah to favor you? What is it that you're doing which is worth for Allah to favor you, like He has favored the family of Imran? Look what she did, this lady. This lady with that amazing intention. Only she made a pledge. So you could do that, inshallah ta'ala. You could do that. And your son or your daughter, inshallah, will be alima. Will be alima and alim. So many people can embrace Islam and learn deen through them, inshallah ta'ala. All will be in your book of records. All will be in your book of records, sisters, inshallah ta'ala. And then Mary came. Mary came. And as she made that dedication, her mother, now she has to work. Where? She has to serve the Muslims. Well, she has to serve the worshippers. Where? In Bayt al-Maqdis. She's still a teenager in her 15s, in her teens. And she had no mom, you know, Maryam? Yeah. She had no mom. She had a mother. A father passed away. So 15, 16, she's working in Bayt al-Maqdis. She needs someone to sponsor her, to look after her, to adopt her. Because her mom cannot do it. So who came in to do it? Bunch of men. They all came in. They all want to take, you know, they all want the khair. They all want the ajr. They all are seeking the reward of adopting and looking after Mary, because she's going to serve the worshippers. Where? In Bayt al-Maqdis. So they all came. Everybody was saying, I. Amongst them is Zakaria. Amongst them is Zakaria as well. What's going to happen to Zakaria? What's going to happen to this woman? 15, 16, 17 years old. What would Mary do at that age? She will do two things. Sisters and brothers, listen up. A girl, when she is in that age of 15, 14, 16, 17, right? She has a huge, huge, I won't say anything, something called X. I won't tell you what that X is until tomorrow. How would she release that X that she has? She will do two things. She will do A and B. What's X? What's A? What's B? Tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, we'll talk about more about Mary. The life of Mary. What will Mary do, inshallah? What would Zakaria do, inshallah? And then we will pave the road for the birth of Isa alayhi salam, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakumullah khair, brothers and sisters. May Allah bless you. May Allah reward you. Thank you for joining. I shall see you tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 p.m. UK time, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakumullah khair, barakallahu fikum. It's almost Maghrib time here. That's why I had to cut it short today, half an hour. But it is recorded. Those of you who come in late, you can always go back and watch. This is a really interesting session. Please go back and watch it, inshallah. May Allah bless you all. Barakallahu feekum. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We'll see you tomorrow, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, 11 o'clock p.m. UK time, inshallah. All righty, sisters and brothers. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.